Oh, all you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. What if a LIV golfer wins this week's PGA Championship? For a little bit more than the past year, the PGA Tour and the new LIV Golf Tour have been trading barbs with each other. A few have been serious shots, while most of the rest have been downright silly. This so-called war in men's professional golf reminds me of teacher Gabe Cotter and his class of sweat hogs on that 1970 classic TV show, Welcome Back, Cotter. PGA Tour. So why do we even let you guys play in our championship this week? LIV Golf Tour. Because 18 of our guys were already qualified to play under your rules. PGA Tour. Well, we just don't like your type anymore. Why don't you just go away? LIV Golf. Oh yeah? Up your nose with a rubber hose. PGA Tour. Well, how about this one? Twice as far with a chocolate bar. LIV Golf. In your ear with a can of beer. And you see how it's going. On Thursday in Rochester, New York, the upstart LIV Golf Tour will tee off with 18 of the 156 players in the field for the PGA Championship at historic Oak Hill Country Club. Statistically, the LIV golfers comprise about 12% of this year's championship field. If you think that the past year of trading insults between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf was cringeworthy, what's going to happen if a player from the LIV Golf Tour should happen to win this week's PGA Championship? Oh my. The sports media is going to be working hard to upgrade this into a Three Stooges-style pie-throwing contest as we go forward. Most of the LIV Golf Brigade accepted large signing bonuses to come play. The money originated from a Middle Eastern country. The LIV golfers play in fewer events, have smaller fields, larger purses, and they only play on 3 days for 54 holes instead of 4 days for 72 holes. Now, I'm a big fan of LIV Golf's team concept. On Sunday afternoon, some of the golfers who are further down that leaderboard can actually create some excitement. If one of those players gets hot on the final round, it might just help his four-man team earn a large bonus check for posting one of the week's lowest team totals. Many in the media simply do not want to believe that a golfer from this small contingent of players could actually win the title at the PGA Championship this week. Of those 18 LIV golf players in the field, three of them have already hoisted the PGA's Wanamaker Trophy. Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, and Martin Kaymer are all former champions. In fact, Koepka and Mickelson have won three of the past five PGA championships. Here's that list of 18 LIV golf outsiders who qualify to play in this week's tournament. Abraham Answer, Dean Burmester, Paul Casey, Bryson DeChambeau, Taylor Gooch, Dustin Johnson, Martin Kaymer, the winner in 2010, Siwon Kim, Brooks Koepka, winner in 2019 and 2018, Anirban Lahiri, Phil Mickelson, winner in 2021 and in 2005 for Phil, Joaquin Niemann, Mito Pereira, Thomas Peters, Patrick Reed, Cameron Smith, Brendan Steele, and Harold Varner III. Now this week, of the LIV golfers I just mentioned, I like these. Dustin Johnson. Now, he won last Sunday's LIV Golf Tournament played in Tulsa in a playoff. DJ is one of the most consistent players in professional golf, and if his putting continues to be solid, he's going to be a legitimate contender this week. Cameron Smith, the reigning British Open champion. Cam Smith tied for first last week with Dustin Johnson, but lost in a playoff on the first hole. There may not be a better putter on either tour than Cam Smith. Brooks Koepka. Now, he finished in a tie for second place at the Masters just a month ago. Koepka is perhaps the best-suited LIV golfer to handle the media pressures this week with his, I don't care type of attitude. Bryson DeChambeau. He finished in a tie for fifth place last week in Tulsa. And he's dropped at least 20 pounds since the end of 22 if you haven't seen him recently. Yeah, the old beefy Bryson of 2 years ago has now vanished. This slimmed-down version of DeChambeau has started producing some better results on the golf course, too. Now, I have a few hunches I'm going to play out for you. How about this one? Harold Varner III. Now, HV3 shot a 9-under par 61 in the final round last week in Tulsa and finished only one shot out of the playoff. Harold Varner is due for a win, and when you're hot, you're hot. Hunch number two from the LIV group. Let's go with Taylor Gooch. Speaking of being on a roll, Taylor Gooch had already won two straight LIV events coming into Tulsa last week. Unfortunately, he was only able to post a middle-of-the-pack finish last weekend. The former Oklahoma State Cowboy may have been trying a little bit too hard to please the thousands of supportive OSU fans in Tulsa last week. Now over to the PGA Tour. There are some players I really like in their field as well. The PGA Tour has seen a group of young golfers dominating play in majors in recent years. So here's a few that I like this weekend. Number one, of course, Jon Rahm. Being one of the top betting favorites, Jon Rahm won last year's U.S. Open and continues to get better with every season. Jon Rahm can overpower a golf course off the tee, and with Oak Hill Country Club playing at a lengthy 7,400 yards, the world's number one golfer is a worthy favorite for this week. Another PGA golfer I like this week is Xander Schauffele. He's still searching for his first major win, so he's going to be trying really hard. In the last three tournaments, Xander has finished second, fourth, and fourth. He's playing well. Perhaps this will be the week? We'll find out. Another one, Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler has a great chance to win any time that he's putting well. Unfortunately, he hasn't been putting well this year. He's ranked 102 on the PGA Tour in putting. But on the positive side, he's finished in the top 11 in every one of his last five starts. Now here's one of my hunches on the PGA Tour. Rory McIlroy. He finished poorly at the Masters and then sulked away off the golf tour for a few weeks. Now Rory's wife is from Rochester, New York, where the tournament's being played, and he stays in the city for several months each year with his in-laws. Having played the course several times before, Rory McIlroy may have a significant home court advantage this week. And here's hunch number two from the PGA Tour. Let's go with Sam Burns. He plays well at these traditional-styled golf courses. If Sam Burns is able to keep the ball in the fairway off the tee, unfortunately he's ranked only number 109 in driving accuracy, Sam Burns can really go low. Hailing from Shreveport and LSU, fans in the Bayou State are going to be pulling for their own Tiger to break through with his first major title this weekend. Now here are a few other stories I'm thinking about for the week at the PGA Championship. Will the real Phil Mickelson please show up? After coming out of nowhere in 2021 to win the PGA Championship at age 50, Phil's golf game has gone AWOL, except for a very surprising tie for second place last month at the Masters. In Tulsa last weekend, Phil Mickelson finished a dreadful 45th out of just 48 golfers. But ever the optimist, Phil Mickelson could become a factor this weekend as long as he makes the 36-hole cut. Next one up, calling Jordan Spieth. Much like his close friend Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth is a very streaky golfer. Unlike Scheffler, though, Spieth usually contends when his tee shots stay in the fairway. Unfortunately, Jordan is ranked number 157 on the PGA Tour in driving accuracy. Whoa, that's not good. He's hitting only 55% of the fairways this year. So if Jordan Spieth can simply put the ball in play off the tee, his short game is magical enough to put him into contention. Well, what about the defending champion Justin Thomas? JT is also struggling to find the fairways this year. He's ranking number 117 on the PGA Tour in driving accuracy, hitting the fairway just 58% of the time. His scoring average this year has not been as good as normal. He's a pedestrian 70.5 shots per round. If Justin Thomas, like so many of the others we've talked about, has a good driving week, the rest of his game may rally and give him a chance to defend the title by Sunday afternoon. And finally, I live you with one more delicious thought for the weekend. Expect to hear the ESPN and CBS announce crews verbally waving their PGA pom-poms all 4 days in Rochester, New York. After all, these two companies have made significant financial investments to televise PGA Tour events for several more years. But if a LIV golfer should happen to win this year's 2023 PGA Championship, the Wanamaker Trophy presentation is going to be one of the most awkward and memorable moments in televised golf history. And I can't wait to see it happen. I'm Swamp Swami.